This is MSO Sports. I'm Rick Moore, along with Gloucester High School tennis coach, now boys tennis coach, Derek Geary, also, of course, the varsity boys hockey coach. And, Coach, welcome back. It's been a while, and how are you and the team? Well, I know how the team's doing, but how are you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing great. And, yeah, nice to be on here to talk about tennis for a change of pace.
Yeah, it is. It is, Derek, because we haven't done this before. And as we said on a little warm-up before we started recording, I was out of country for most of May, and I'm trying to catch up here. Gloucester boys tennis, I have to ask you about the expectations coming into the season and then the results, because right now, you know, you're rated number 6 in D3. You've already had a couple of tournament wins. And how has the team progressed and gotten to where you want them to be with respect to the preseason expectations?
I think we're on target for the most optimistic preseason expectations. We have a team that has 6 seniors. And in high school tennis, of course, there's 7 varsity positions. There's 3 singles and then there's 2 doubles, so every match counts as 1 point, and then the overall match is best of 5 with between the two teams. So 6 of our 7 positions are returning seniors, but what makes it particularly gratifying, or I think fun for Gloucester and for me and the program, is, you know, these kids basically all started as freshmen, so I think that's unusual. They have grown exponentially within the confines of high school tennis, which is primarily for these kids playing mostly in the spring and the summer, as opposed to a team full of kids that has played year-round and taken a ton of private lessons. So I think that's not – I'm not – patting myself on the back necessarily. It's a credit to the kids that they started at such a beginning level and have worked that hard to really be a legitimate, obviously legitimate varsity tennis team. So
yeah, that's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. Do you have any multi-sport athletes on the team?
A couple basketball players. Sadly, no hockey players this spring.
Yeah. Right.
Hockey players all get seduced by lacrosse, of course. They, you know, they like the violence and the equipment and this and that. Even though, of course, as biased as I am, I think tennis is even more complementary a sport. But that's a subject for another day, probably.
I think the thing that I find is very challenging with spring sports in New England, all sports, as a matter of fact, that you play outdoors, but certainly tennis would seem to be challenged the most because, you know, the lightness of the ball, the court, playing with wind and so on. And I'm guessing, are most of the matches outdoors?
Oh, yeah. In fact, part of the renaissance for tennis in Gloucester, at Gloucester High, we have a completely refurbished courts that was done in large part through a couple of parents and local citizens in combination with the DPW. They put together this spectacular renovation of our 5 courts. So now we have beautiful courts in Gloucester, open to the public.
I never ask for lowlights, but I do ask for challenges. But against that, what were a couple of highlight wins for you this spring season?
The Marblehead match is the headlining win for the regular season. So that's, you know, Marblehead is perennial favorites. I think they've won the Northeastern Conference 9 years in a row. Gloucester had not defeated them in well over 20 years.
Mm.
Tennis records aren't kept exact. You know, tennis is kind of the low end of the spectrum in terms of people's I don't know, attention that time. So the records are a little big, but I know that we hadn't beaten Marblehead in well over 20 years, as we haven't made the Elite Eight in over 20 years as well. So part of the history that this team has made.
I should have started by congratulating you for that Elite Eight, and I want to get to that because you have 2 tournament wins already. But
yeah.
Before we get to specifics on the teams and the games, please go over with me your leaders, the kids you mentioned as seniors, and a little mm-hmm. background on maybe how each of them plays.
Sure. So we have two captains. The first captain is our number one singles player, Andre Payano Sosa. He is a remarkable kid, originally from the Dominican Republic. He's been here, I think, at least since the sixth grade. I think he was the kind of the pivotal guy in the family, the kid that spoke fluent English right from the start. He's a very, very mature kid. He's the guy that had played the most tennis prior. His dad was quite a tennis player. So Andre kind of came into the program as having a lot of talent. And he's very flashy. He's got amazing technique. He's very entertaining to watch because he does things that you don't see very often in high school tennis, like slide on hard courts and make leaping overhead smashes and do the famous tweener shot where, you know, you have to run backwards to the ball and then you end up hitting it between your legs.
I saw a picture of that in the Gloucester Times, I think, while I was in Italy. Yes.
That gets people's attention.
Yeah.
So he's kind of a fun kid to watch. And, you know, playing number one singles is a tough road because you're playing against the cream of the crop, obviously, and lots of kids that their whole sports life is based around tennis. They play mm-hmm. year-round. They play in USTA tournaments, et cetera, et cetera. So Andre has taken that road and done very well with it. So he's our number one. And then number two is also a captain, Anders Littman. He was the captain of the basketball team as well. He's a more consistent player, plays amazing defense. But I wouldn't write him up only as a defensive player because he's got real skill in passing shots, which is when your opponent goes to the net and you blow the ball by him or hit a ball right at his feet so that he muffs it into the net. We call it, so that's a passing shot when it goes by him. So that's Anders, and mm-hmm. he's been a steady force. Now there's a kid who's among probably going forward, all the kids basically started as freshmen. Anders started tennis as a freshman, and he's been a two-time All-Star and pretty remarkable growth, actually, in the varsity sports level. So that's mm-hmm. unique as far as he's concerned. Then we've got senior pairing Dominic Paoni and Luke McElhenney that have been playing first doubles. Dom was a big star on the soccer team. Luke played basketball. Complimentary players. Dominic is another spectacular athlete, does a lot of shots that you can't really draw up in the books. Luke has a great forehand, and one's a righty. Luke's a righty. Dominic's a lefty. So they've paired up pretty much the whole year and been kind of dominant, except for the Swampscott match. So that's the match to watch tomorrow, mm-hmm. in my humble opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Or not so humble opinion. And then second doubles is Cam Whitfeld and Cole Chelino, two more seniors who started tennis as freshmen and have come a long way. And all these kids are really good friends, too. I think Anders got a lot of his friends to join. They kind of came into it collectively, so it's been kind of special.
You mentioned the Marblehead Challenge. How has this team gelled in terms of, as you mentioned, maturity, chemistry, and things like that? Because, you know, it's a long season. It gets cold out there, and you get to take these bus trips and so on. You see these kids in T-shirts and shorts. But how does this team work together?
I think they're friends, first of all. Which I suppose it doesn't necessarily have to be the case, but I think it helps. So they work together. They respect each other. I think they know that because they all started together. It's a relatively small team, at the varsity level, as I mentioned, seven positions. So they all know the journey they've been on since their freshman year that seems to be culminating in something special, you know, where we are now.
Well, I want to ask you about that. Two tournament wins already. What is the mindset of the team now going into this matchup against Swampscott? And then I want to ask you about them as well.
Well, I think it has to be, you know, we have nothing to lose. The Swampscott is the favorite, the higher seed. They've beaten us twice. But I think it's a team that we can play with. Certainly, you know, both matches were very, very close, closer than the overall scores. You know, so I, in a way, we're playing with house money, and that can loosen kids up. That's the hope. Play aggressive, play loose, play for fun. You know, you play better when you play for fun. You know what I mean?
And it's always fun to win too. That makes it even more fun.
That's the side of the coin.
I think finally, Coach, if you look back on this team, sometimes a team has a characterization that you can put a label on, and you can say this team is this or this team is that or these kids are that. Do you have any sense of that with these kids? Because as you said, you've known them for so long, they've grown together. Is there kind of a label or something that you could identify with these kids? You come back 10, 20 years later when you're still coaching tennis and hockey and you can say, oh, you guys were this.
Yeah, I think they have the makeup of a really good team. Meaning there's a lot of diversity of style and personality within the team, and we seem to be coming together at the right time in tournament time, peaking. You know, it's starting to feel like a team of destiny, you know, where you just some things happen and you kind of discover that you're an even better team than you thought you were. Just because all the pieces have started to gel and come together. You know, the doubles players, as I mentioned, finding some nice chemistry. And by the way, we've got an eighth grade superstar that we haven't mentioned, Shane Whitfeld, at number three singles. Who's been basically an all-star and won a ton of big matches. So throw him into the mix as a young, unexpected star. And then all these seniors that have got different roles to play. And, you know, it just kind of feels like a special group.
All right, finally, Coach, 15-5 at this point, if I have my record correct. What does Swampscott present in terms of a challenge? Because, as you said, you've played them twice already this year.
Two brothers, outstanding tennis players, you know, kids that play year-round. Those are their number one and two singles. Charles and Sam, number one and number two singles. They have a very good doubles team, first doubles team that has beaten our guys twice, but I think our guys are pretty good. So let's see if what happens the third time. I think the match will pivot around that particular match, the first doubles match. And they have a solid second doubles team. So, you know, they've got depth. They've got a ton of seniors. It's similar teams. And nice to have two teams from the Northeastern Conference playing in the Elite Eight, by the way.
Well, not only that, but, you know, number three and number six. Swampscott at number three and you guys at number six. That's pretty damn good in D3. Coach, finally, it's Swampscott Middle School, is that what you said, Wednesday, 4:30?
That's right. Tomorrow at 4:30. That's right.
Okay. Derek, great talking with you off the ice.
Yeah.
And happy things are going so well for you, and hopefully we can talk again.
That'd be fun. Okay, thanks a lot, Rick.
Thanks, Coach. Take care and be well. Good luck.
All right, you as well. Thanks.
Okay, that's Gloucester High School boys tennis coach and varsity boys hockey coach Derek Geary. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.